Alright, guys, episode 101. Oh. Last episode, we did 100. We had all those creators on.
That was nutty.
Yes, thank you for all the support on that episode. We really appreciate it. But guys, we have another guest on today. Alex Wasabi, what's going on?
What's up, boys?
What's going on?
Woo!
We were talking about it earlier, but you're one of those YouTubers, similar to like when we had Fousey on, I think similar to like Sophie Dossi to an extent, but you're one of those ones that like we actually really grew up with. It was like you, Niga Higa, these creators, right?
That's crazy.
But we didn't like realize we started, like when we watched you and until like we met you, and then we're like, oh wait, I watched all your videos.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And now we're actually having you on, so it's like fucking sick.
Yeah,
you said like third grade, right?
Yeah.
That's when we were watching that stuff on. I'm not trying to make you feel fucking old on the internet, yeah. But on the school bus, it'd be like watching the My Yahi video, How to Be Ninja, your parodies.
Well, do you remember on like your like mom's phone? Like it would. I don't remember what the first iPhone was, but it had YouTube like hard installed on it.
Right.
Like I remember it had like the. I remember like the icon. Brown like that's box. How I'd watch YouTube.
Like when I didn't even have. We didn't have phones until I was in high school. So in third grade, we didn't even have phones. We had you had to press the numbers to text.
Yeah.
So you guys didn't even have those, right?
We didn't have those. We got it maybe.
No, I had a little phone.
No, because you had that?
Everybody, our parents and stuff, like they try and tell us like we had phones like when we were like in elementary school and stuff. Like we didn't. I mean, I got my first phone when I was like 13.
I got a flip phone.
It was like a flip phone.
Yeah. Slide phones.
Oh, yeah. I had a flip phone. That was my first phone. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you used to film on like a camcorder and then put it on a computer, then upload it to YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. Okay. Mm. And I want to ask you, because when I look at like your TikTok comments too, and you post shit and it gets like crazy views, and the comments are a lot of it's like, I can't believe I used to watch all the time growing up with you. Mm-hmm. Is that somewhat like a weird feeling too? Is it a weird like curse and also a great thing when you had like insane 100 mil view videos like when you were younger, and then you have all these comments now? Does it make it harder like rebrand and find new stuff to do? I feel like that could be a struggle.
I mean, it's more like I've been doing it for 16 years, so like all these new creators, they're like, oh, we're popping. And I'm like, yeah, okay, talk to me in 16 years and see where you're at. Because like it is exciting and it's like, oh, views. And you're so driven by all these views and you want to get these views and you want people to know you and all this stuff. But I already did that and got past that. And so I'm just like, I'm trying to figure out what's next. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm still doing YouTube. I haven't posted in like a month, which is crazy in YouTube world.
It is.
But trying to figure out what's next, because right now everybody's just doing the same thing. Everybody's like, oh, Squid Game's out, everybody does Squid Games. This comes out, Among Us comes out, everybody does Among Us. And it's fun, it's cool, but like it's just not like fulfilling. It's just like,
because you had like your own thing when you did YouTube. You had your skits or whatever, and then if there's like a trend that comes out, everyone just like hops on that, and it's just like not original.
Yeah, when I started, it was like make your own original stuff, like take inspiration from stuff. But now it's like everybody just waits for the next thing so they can jump on the trend. And I'm not knocking that. That's cool. Like you can. I mean, that's cool. People make a lot of money doing that. But it's just like
it's not as fun.
I have money. Yeah. Like I'm not really like, oh, I got to get on this trend first. I got to do this first. And I'm trying to find something to like drive me, like boxing.
Oh, yeah,
I would love to box, like, cause then I can like that. I feel like that'll like spark me and be like, oh, and I could put everything into something again, like I used to do with YouTube. Yeah,
you had a boxing match, right? Didn't you?
I've had multiple boxing matches, but then either they like see clips of me and they're like, oh wait, or they're like, oh, I thought we're both new into boxing, and I'm not super into boxing. I just like to box as like. As if somebody played basketball a lot. Like, I box for fun. Like, I don't fight train, but I would love to have a reason to fight train.
Do you think, like, doing...
Oh, sorry,
Who have you fought?
Who have I fought?
Yeah, like...
I haven't fought anybody.
Oh, you haven't fought anybody?
I mean, so on the internet, there's only my first spar and my second spar, which is against Fousey, and he knocked me out, but he's 30 pounds heavier than me, and we didn't know what we're doing, and it's both our first spars. And then the second spar is against Nick Ireland. And he was also like 20 pounds heavier than me, and the ref kind of like, I don't know. It's just like,
were you trying to be on like the undercard or for like the Social Gloves event
thing? Yeah, that's why I was
boxing.
Who'd you
want to fight on there?
Who would I want to fight?
Yeah. Who did you want to fight? Like,
I didn't care. I just wanted to box. But if I had to pick somebody I want to box, is Deji. I want to box Deji so bad. We've been like, I think
that'd be a good fight now.
I think it would be too. Yeah. Like,
he got his fucking ass kicked by a 19-year-old, so
I know.
I mean, that's pretty bad.
That was pretty bad.
How much do you weigh?
I'm like 165, 170, like back and forth. But
he would eat you right now, dude. If he did not train, he would eat.
Yeah, but I think that like he's had enough like punishment and like failure and stuff that he's ready to go. And I'm like, come on, I want to be the guy that you go up against. Like, I feel like if he lost weight, if he got to 175, I was at 170, he worked really hard because he won the first three rounds against
Vinny.
Yeah, and then he gassed out. That's what it was. Yeah. Like Vinny didn't win one round. Like at all, so except for like at the end,
yeah.
Yeah, well, he just didn't train. I mean, it's like it's just like not preparing for.
I mean, if I was Deji and if he wanted to go back in boxing, I feel like you would be a great opponent to fight. I think right,
well, and like you and the those guys, like those brothers, kind of have history too. Like in like
would you want to take that British shit on again? Like, where you have all those British fans coming after you?
Yeah.
What was it like to be in beef with KSI and have to deal with his fans?
I didn't.
That shit's fucked.
I honestly didn't know who KSI was when we started going back and
really?
Forth.
Really? That's crazy. Because
like it's a different country, so like in like the Philippines, there's the number one creator. I don't know who the number one creator in the Philippines is. Yeah. I don't know who is in Sweden or wherever. Well, it's PewDiePie, right?
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. I know that one, but like it's a different country. I don't know. Like people think, oh, the internet's one big place, but it's different. So I think I knew KSI because I was in his movie that he did with Casper Lee, and they were like, oh, you want to be a part of it? I was like, yeah. So then I showed up for that, and then I didn't realize who he was. Like he was
the magnitude of who KSI is.
Yeah, he's the guy over there. He's like all of UK is like in his hands. Yeah. Like whatever he says goes. And we start going back and forth and I was like, "Oh, this is funny. Like I've never had drama before." And then his fans came for me. And it was intense.
What was the first memory you have of when you noticed his fans coming into like your...
He posted something like, oh, who wants to box me? So I was like, oh, cool. I want to box. I didn't know anything about boxing. I didn't know about weight classes. I didn't know anything. I was just like, oh, if I train, I can win. I think I can win. And then I found out he was like 30 pounds heavier than me. And he doesn't look that big. And I was like, oh, well... Then I was like, oh, I can't box him. Like, he's way heavier than me. And then he's like, come spar me now. And I'm like,
he wanted to fly you out, right?
he wanted to fly me out. And I was like, okay, well, I just learned about, I talked to some boxing friends and you're a lot heavier than me, sir. Like, this is not going to be good.
Yeah.
But if we did an event, if he ever wanted to come down and wait and box, 100%, I'm down. Yeah. Like, no hesitation, I'm down. But I think Deji is like he'll have an easier time coming down because he has extra weight. Like KSI is just a bigger guy. Deji's like around the same weight, but it's just because he has extra weight. If he loses that and then we go at it, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be sick. True.
Yeah.
Wait. So, but KSI back then was calling you like a clown. He was goofing on
you. Yeah, he was.
And then when did you notice like the fans coming in? Was it like suddenly one video you got a ton of comments?
Oh, he made specific videos titled "Laughing at Alex Wasabi," like a series.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I've never had this before. This is crazy because I'm just like known as the nice, like funny guy.
Yeah.
And so then he made those and. And he did research. I don't know if he has a team or what, but he like dug in like to my past in like 10 years of stuff he was bringing up. And I was like, whoa, I didn't even remember that. Like, that's crazy.
So you watched like all those videos? Because like some creators, when like people like talk shit on them, like, they don't even watch it. They don't even acknowledge that person even talked shit to them. So you were just watching. Like,
I watch all of it. Yeah, I watch all of it. Like, I'm like, yo.
Because he goes in. I watched that video. He goes hard.
KSI and Cody Ko, those two eat people alive.
They have to have a team. With the amount of research he had, there's no way he did that on his own.
Yeah.
Well, also, they have like, I don't know if it was as predominant at the time, but they have like their Reddit, which is like people just go and make shit on whoever's, you know, kind of whoever's getting like, because all of KSI's videos now is pretty much just him reacting to the Sidemen Reddit.
Yeah.
Which is really, it's really interesting form of content because it's all this shit.
But
that
people on Reddit dig deep. Yeah. And they find everything. They're like, look at this one thing Alex Wasabi did. Look how embarrassing it looks. Yeah. And then that goes up and they react to that.
I gotta start doing that. I've never even been on Reddit once.
That's really cool.
No, never.
It's a weird app to use, kind of.
Yeah, the interface. You have to like sit down and like want to dig deep into something in order to like actually get anything from it. We just normally use it for like illegally streaming things.
Maybe if I after Deji, I'll get into Reddit stuff.
Yeah,
it's cool.
I hope Deji I hope he wants to box again. If he wants to box again, it's game time.
Like what weight class would you guys be in? Like,
probably he would probably have to come down because I it's harder to go up. I can't. Yeah, the max I can go up and be in fight shape is probably 170. 175 yeah. max.
Unless you become some like ripped bodybuilder, then you can't even fight at that
yeah.
point.
Yeah.
Right. You know, we were at the fight. We saw Deji after. He was heartbroken when he lost.
He
was
pissed,
felt like he let down the UK.
It's the same as the first fight. I feel so bad. And I've like, well,
he literally had everybody wanting him to win. Everyone expected him to win, and he lost.
My friends, I was sitting with like JC and Keith and all their group.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, yo, they're like, what's going to happen? Because I'm the boxer of the group. And I was like, oh, first round, Deji got it. And then I couldn't believe it. And then it got to second round. And then he took a knee without getting touched. And all my friends turned around. They're like, what happened? I was like, you guys, I've never seen this in boxing in my life. I have no idea. He didn't get touched. Like, maybe he like... Yeah. Is hiding an injury or something, and it didn't even occur to me that he was gassed.
Yeah,
that's wild
because he was going in.
But I believe in him. Like, he's a funny dude. I like him. I think we would get along. Mm-hmm. I think we just got a fight to get it
settle
over with,
beef.
And then we can be friends.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the funniest videos of him ever is you know, like when his barber fucked up his hairline. I don't think I've ever laughed harder at a YouTube video than that. I was like, this is just ridiculous. Like, his hairline is literally like back here.
So what round, if you fought Deji in a six rounds, 3 minutes, what round would you think you would beat him in?
I think it would be like third round, but I would hope that it would get to the last round. I'd rather win by decision and have an epic battle, like the best YouTube fight is like, whoa, that was insane, than knock out in the first round. Because knock out in the first round, I'm like, dang, I did all this work for like 1 minute. And like,
that could be a glorious
one. Yeah, you'd be like Jarvis.
Hey,
you could be like Jarvis and get that clean knockout and just be like the king of the world for like a whole year, basically.
Yeah, but it's not like about the money or the fame. I want to have like a good, epic fight and like Goku versus Vegeta kind of stuff. Like, let's go. Like, if I fought him, I would be like, yo, what do you need, man? You want me to come over there and run with you? Whatever you need to make this a good fight, I'll be there. Like, the money, like, I don't really care about the money. I don't care about the views. I don't care about the. Whatever. I just want to have an epic battle.
Yeah.
That would actually one time in my life.
That's a crazy fight idea. Imagine you got two people that were like pretty identical in size, never boxed before.
Yeah.
And you had them train together. All the training that each one did
was the same.
Was the exact same. Yeah. And then you had them fight.
Oh.
That'd be sick.
That'd be a sick video.
Yeah.
But like, I believe in him. I think he can do it. He can do it.
So after you beat Deji, are you ever going to, do you think you're ever going to fight KSI? Do you want to fight KSI?
Yeah, I'm down. If he comes down to weight, but he would never do that because he has to fight Jake. Like, who else can he fight?
True.
Like, he has to fight Jake, so he's never going to come down to weight to fight me. So, I don't know. But come on, Deji, let's do this thing.
Seriously.
Let's do this thing.
Have you had beef with Deji? What's the why Deji? Is it because of kind of what his story is?
I honestly don't even remember what the beef was. I don't even know if we had. Did we have beef? I know me and KSI went back and forth a couple times, but.
I feel like there was some. Yes, there was some banter for sure. I think there was definitely Deji and KSI definitely like roasted you a couple.
They got
times.
Excited about it.
Yeah,
I don't know if Deji. I mean, if KSI like loves me or hates me, because he's.
I think he just loves making videos.
Yeah, I think he just like found like a good target. He's like, oh, I got this guy.
Yeah,
I can take this guy down for sure.
Yeah. But isn't it weird how like now that beef doesn't really like happen so much on YouTube? Because you were talking about like the now like. Him going after you made it so all these fans got super riled up.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen as much anymore. You know?
Because people get so pressed now.
They get pressed.
People get very pressed really easily now. Yeah. And they take it to heart. And it's like, dude, it's fucking joke.
Mm. I'm not really into like the drama stuff.
Yeah.
I just want to fight. Mm-hmm. And like, it sucks that you have to have drama to fight.
You need somebody that's willing to, you need to sell tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure, that's the thing. That's why Jake is insane at what he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jake's right. Like, he's a good guy too. Like, he's just such a good villain. He's good at playing the villain. He's not a bad guy, but he's good at pretending to be.
Yeah.
Are you friends with him offline?
Yeah. Logan and Jake, we used to be neighbors.
At Vine?
Yeah, like right next door. And that was it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's sick.
What are they like? I feel like off camera, because I've never met Jake. I've met Jake once, but like for a second. I feel like he's very, knows exactly how he's coming across, and he like leans into it. I don't know. What's been your experience with him?
I know Logan better than Jake, but Jake's more like, the experience that I had with him, he's just so, what's the next move? Like, you could tell he's always thinking, his mind's always going. He's like, okay, what's next? Oh, I gotta do this. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna do this. Okay. And like, even when you're talking to him, he's thinking like, what am I gonna do next? But Logan's more like, what's up? Let's go. Hey, it's all good. It'll work out. Like, So me and Logan have always gotten along. But what do you guys think about Tommy Fury? What do you think? I think it's gonna be.
I'm just like, it's real. Yeah, it's definitely a real fight. But I'm just, I'm tired of like doubting on the Paul brothers for some reason. Mm-hmm. They always figure out how to win somehow. Like, I don't know what it is.
Except Logan hasn't won.
True, but like he won just to get in the ring with Floyd. Yeah. That's a win by itself, right? Mm. I mean, like it's just ridiculous.
What do you think is gonna happen? Because Tommy, like his dad's a fucking beast.
Well, it's his cousin.
But his dad, his uncle, right? Coach, or something like that. Yeah. I think.
Wait, isn't his brother?
I think half brother.
Half brother? I thought it was uncle.
No, it's his brother.
It's his brother?
Yeah, half
brother. Oh, okay.
Tommy and Tyson Fury are brothers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then I don't know, but I think that I always thought Jake was going to win every fight except the Tyrone one. I was like, oh, that was going to be close.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one is going to definitely be his toughest fight.
Deji was his toughest fight so far. Besides Tyrone.
At the point of where Jake was at.
Yeah.
But this guy is not, like, I know he's been on reality shows and he's kind of an influencer boxer, but he's still a boxer.
Yeah, true.
So
true. He's got like the genes and he's, you know, he grew up in a family where like, if you're not losing to Jake Paul. If you lose to Jake Paul, there's a certain amount of embarrassment that comes down.
They literally said you would change your name if you lose to Jake Paul. Yeah. You won't have the Fury last name if you lose to Jake Paul. That's pretty fucked. Like, imagine having that much pressure on you in a boxing.
It's also just fucked.
Like, you change your name if you...
Can you look up his relationship to...
I want to say dad, but I feel like I'm wrong now.
No, it's not his dad. It's his brother.
Yeah.
I think his dad coaches them, or one of them.
I mean, Tyson Fury is only like 30 years. I mean, he's not that old.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the best in the world.
Here, I'll just look it up.
I think Jake's... Oh, dang, this is so hard. I think Jake's going to win, but it's going to be close, just like the Woodley one.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, that fight was... I forgot, it went to decision, right?
Mm-hmm.
If Jake gets knocked out, do you think it's the end of Jake Paul boxing?
No.
No, not
everybody loses in boxing. Like, Logan's lost, is it three times now? Or two times?
It's his half brother, so whoever said that. It was his half brother, right.
Everybody loses.
Logan hasn't even won a fight yet, and he's still making millions off of fucking boxing matches.
I'm known as, like, I've watched the boxing tier videos, and I'm on the bottom. Every tier video. And that's so frustrating. Like, I don't care what people say, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, come on, just one person put me like like in the middle somewhere.
Is it the videos where people are like, let's rank all the creator boxers, and you're always on the bottom?
I'm always on the bottom. Always.
The bottom's like just quit. Just stop. Just walk away.
I'm like, oh, come on. But it's like, because I wasn't smart with it. Like, every boxer you've seen has lost a spar. Every YouTube boxer that's ever boxed has lost a spar, but they didn't film it. And I did twice. My first and second spar, I lost both of them to guys way bigger than me, and I let them put it on the internet, and that was my big mistake.
Yeah,
I don't even have a fight, and I'm on the bottom. I've never had a fight, and I'm on the bottom.
Well, I think where you went wrong was that you lost to Fousey, and Fousey didn't really have that much credibility in boxing, so it just kind of made it worse for you.
So
the thing with Fousey is, like, he was like, "Hey, you want to spar?" And I was like, "Yeah."
Yeah,
and
right,
I was
right.
like playing
but
around.
But people on the internet would be like, "Oh, this guy's even worse than Fousey." So, we're gonna treat him like.
So he was like, "Come spar," and I was like, "Okay, cool." So then, if you watch the video in the first round, I'm like tagging him, but like super light. Everybody's like, you have no power. I was like, I didn't know we were trying to knock each other out until he knocked me out. Like, I'm just like, touch. Oh, and it's fine. And then second round, I guess he just let his emotions get to him. And he was like, knocked me out.
I didn't actually see that. I saw the one with, did you get clean knocked out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's not as bad as you would think.
No? What do you recall from it? No pain at all.
I remember... he like cocked his hand back, and then I saw it come at me, and then I was on the floor, and his coaches were like, "Don't get up," and I was like, "Well, oh, dang, did I lose?" Like, you don't feel anything.
That's probably the worst feeling ever, though.
Even when you're in the fight, like all the punches, you don't feel it.
Yeah,
because it's so much adrenaline. You'll probably feel it later, but it's not as bad as people think.
Okay,
really? That's surprising. Yeah. I've gotten punched in the face like twice.
Yeah, but you got like gloves on.
You got gloves on and you have adrenaline and you're like thinking. Oh, you got punched like bare fist?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that hurts. Yeah.
he's a big shit talker.
I fucking ate him, though. They're eaten.
Yo, this kid gets punched in the face and comes back and goes, "I didn't punch him back, guys, but I ate that shit." I took that shit.
I don't like getting in fights. I like talking shit a lot. I really like talking shit. And like, But this guy, he just like wasn't like leaving our house. So he like pushes me one time. I'm like, bro, you like, I really don't want to fight you. So then he just gives me one right to the chin. I'm like, okay, dude, it's time to fucking dip. And then he's like, he gets mad because like, you know, I think people get more mad when you don't fight them back.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you're not worth it.
He's like, why the fuck are you not fighting me? Yeah. And then so he pushed me again and then he punched me again. I'm like, all right, dude, time to dip. Let's head out. Yeah. And then I go inside because I was like, where were you guys? Like, you just, let me just get fucking just punch in the face.
Out.
It was in our front yard. It was in our front yard.
It's more of a crime that we didn't film it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell all my friends, I'm like, if I ever get into anybody, if you have to film it, don't help me unless like I really need it. But film it first or like put the camera down or something and then come help me.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're also like such a happy, like, and positive guy. Do you get in that mindset of, oh, I'm gonna beat the shit out of you. I'm gonna get aggressive with you. How do you do that?
I see it more like chess. Like, it's more like it's a sport. Mm-hmm. It's like basketball. Like, I'm gonna beat that team. And boxing, I'm gonna beat this guy. But I'm not thinking, oh, I'm gonna hurt him as bad as I can. I'm thinking I'm gonna stop him. I'm gonna turn his brain off before he turns my brain off. Yeah, or I'm gonna like make him give up before I give up.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So I don't really see it as like, oh, I'm gonna get you. It's more like, have you seen Pacquiao's like interviews and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, where he's just like happy and like during face-offs, he can't even keep a straight face because he's laughing. Like, that's how I would probably be.
It's having a better time.
Which is probably another reason why people don't want to box me, because it'd be hard for me to bring the drama.
Yeah. Right? Because you like the sport more than you like what comes with the accolades of like being a successful boxer in the YouTube space. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a problem because people are looking for people that can sell tickets, and you sell tickets by getting an actual like, crazy beef. Bryce did that to an extent, but you know.
It might honestly be better if it might sell tickets all right if like one person gets really mad at the fact that like somebody else like isn't getting like that angry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like the same thing as like.
You kind of just need like one like good shit talker. And if you have like one good shit talker, then the other guy can talk a little bit, but doesn't have to like go full. Right. Fully
yeah,
into
we could
it.
Do like the hero villain dynamic instead of the villain villain dynamic. Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be cool. Yeah, I feel like Bryce and Austin were both kind of like just mediocre shit talkers. So it just came out. Like,
Yeah, Bryce would be a good fight for you too.
Yeah, I'm down. Like we're friends, so but I'm down if he ever wants to fight.
Run it.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
All right, Bryce, come on out.
come on in.
If we had that prepared, that'd be kind of sick.
That'd be funny,
fighting right here on the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it. Let's
that'd get be fucked.
That'd be really fucked, actually.
That'd be a huge insurance claim.
Yeah.
So you talked earlier about, like, you don't care about, like, the views. You don't care about, like, what comes now. Because you've experienced all of it through YouTube, right? But you've also made your money.
Yeah.
Like, are you getting into, like, the management space? What is it like? Or are you just kind of sitting on, a buttload of cash?
Well, yeah. But then also, I still want to create. I just want to be like passionate about it again. And I'm just like in a space where I'm trying to figure out what that is. Like,
do you feel like the social media space is like, and like the creator space is just like dead right now? Right? Is it?
It's not dead. It's just not my thing. Like, I'm not into the drama. I'm not into the beef. I'm not into like all the scandals and stuff. And I don't know. I just want to make people laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I got to figure out what's next.
I think you should commit a crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any crime.
There you go.
Just commit a crime.
That's what I meant to say.
See where, you know what I mean? Like, not like a bad crime, like a cool crime.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What's a cool
like
crime?
Like my hat backwards and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And glasses.
Yeah. When do you think it was last? Like, when do you enjoy it the most? How long ago was that?
Well, it's like when me and Rory make videos and there was no pressure, there's no rules, there's no like trending pages, no algorithm, that's when it was probably the most fun.
Because
it
was just,
I don't know.
10 years ago?
It's been, no, I mean, I think we split up like 5 years ago. But
2016.
Yeah, so I don't know, probably like my early 20s, so like 10 years ago, yeah.
Wow, that was a while ago.
Damn.
Yeah.
We were 11.
We were 11
you
years
guys
old.
Were 11, yeah. That's when I was like having the most fun.
And then is that kind of the reason why you guys stopped making videos together too? Was you felt like it went away from just having fun and it became more like, this is the grind. This is the real job here now.
There was a lot of reasons. But I think probably the main one is that he wanted to go into the more like kiddie stuff and I wanted to grow with my stuff. Yeah. So like we just had creative differences and than just other stuff behind the scenes that were happening. And like, it's with everybody. Like Smosh broke up, and NSYNC broke up, Backstreet Boys broke up. Like once you're with, One Direction broke up, once you're with somebody for 10 years, it's like, all right, like this is cool. But like, we're better friends now than we were when we were making
videos. Yeah, you guys post together all the time now, like on Instagram and stuff.
And like, we text all the time, we hang out all the time. But it was just during the, just with the business aspect, it kind of messes you up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. I get that. Mm-hmm. And it happens a lot more when the brand deals start coming into YouTube, like all these different new opportunities that were more than just like monetizing your videos. Yeah. I'm sure.
I feel like it's also harder with two people as well than like it, like with all, like, cause we have eight of us that like all like do the same
thing. Oh yeah.
And it's like difficult at times, but it's also like, it's really fun because like there's so many different aspects that go into it to where everybody like kind of is on the same page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On pretty much most situations, you know what I mean? Or it will either split like 50-50. There's never like, you don't have two minds trying to run everything. Mm-hmm, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which I think kind of provides a nice aspect to it, and it yeah. keeps everything kind
there's
of
like, grounded. If there's only two of you, there's no tiebreaker. So yeah, then it's right. like, it's yeah. like either one of you win and the other one loses and somebody's secretly mad. So
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And you guys are on the same channel. It makes it so different. You guys are both talent too.
Yeah.
That makes it a lot more difficult. Who do you think does it right? I'm trying to think of an example of like someone who's been able to do it and been completely chill the entire time. I don't think that's existed.
Yeah. It's. I mean, if they did, then they probably just started. Like, they haven't been together for very long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking just two?
Yeah. And well, I'm talking like people who are...
Sam and Colby, right? What about those guys?
Oh, yeah.
How long have they been doing it?
Oh. They've been doing it for a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's the Red and Good Link? Good Morning. Those guys kill it.
Yeah, yeah.
Those guys kill it.
Oh, true. Dang, so you guys
think who else is on YouTube that kills it like that?
The Martinez twins, bro.
Mr. Beast and his squad are pretty good.
Yeah.
That's like a whole squad.
Different. Yeah, he's the leader, It's Mr. Beast, and then he
probably has like 100 people on his team.
Yeah.
I would love to see Mr. Beast tax information, bro. like not even like to like for like any exposing him. I would just love to see the amount of money that flows through that guy's.
Yeah.
Mm. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Somehow. Him and Steve will do it. I don't get it.
Yeah. Have you ever worked with Mr. Beast?
No.
Logan was talking about it the other day about how he was in the Squid Games that Mr. Beast threw.
Yeah, the creator games.
No. We're like friends. Like, if I need something, I can text him, but it's not like we've never collabed or anything. Mm. But we see each other at events and stuff, and we usually
You're not involved in those poker events?
No.
You hear about those things?
What is that?
There's like secret like poker events, like Mr. Beast, Ninja, Logan Paul, all those guys, and they do like high stakes gambling.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They have like a secret poker games that happen on the
like, and they go crazy.
They bet like 30,000 hands.
No, they spend like a fuck ton of money. Yeah.
It's fucking epic.
That's crazy.
It's like 50-60 grand like a hand.
I wonder what the conversations are.
I don't know.
It's probably like, hey guys, let's not talk about YouTube at all. All right, let's play poker.
Yeah.
But that's crazy. Imagining that, right? These secret back rooms where like the biggest YouTubers and influencers come together and play poker, high stakes poker.
It's sick. Crazy to me that like people, they like idolize YouTubers so much that they're thinking like, if you don't get like if you don't get like 2 million views a video, then you're not good. And right. Like, yeah. What? Right, if you're making like 500,000 each video and you're uploading twice a week, you're making a lot of money. But in the eyes of the viewers and these kids all over the world, they're like, no, you're nothing.
Right,
it's crazy, right?
Well, and it's so opposite from the truth because the friend groups are comprised of all, like our friends, some of them are huge, way bigger than we are. Like they have like 20 million on TikTok and they have 5 million on YouTube, and our other friends have like 50K on everything. Mm-hmm. But we're still like very equal in friends. Yeah. And you don't see that at all. Mm-hmm. But I think most people assume that like that's how people see it.
Like Keemstar,
yeah,
he's he used to get like millions of views, and like I follow him on Twitter and stuff, and I see he's always complaining that like he got shadow banned or something, and he's like, I only get 500,000 or 600,000 on each video, and I'm like, yo man, that's still better than 95% of YouTubers in the world.
Yeah,
but he's like retiring because of it, and I'm like, dang, that's crazy that he lets it get to him that much. Yeah.
Thanks, game.
When do you guys think you'll be millionaires? What's the goal?
Like millionaire?
Yeah. When will you have $1 million?
I think we have a very different journey than I think most. We're building more of a business in terms of what we do. We work with a lot of companies to run their social media.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's more of like the traditional, like if one day this business gets sold for a lot of money
or
gets invested in for a large amount of money.
By 30?
Yeah.
You guys will be a millionaire by 30?
I would say.
Oh, by
30. Nice.
Easy.
Yeah, I would 30. Say
oh,
that.
Yeah. I would say like if 25.
I would say in the next year we'll have a lot better view on how quickly we'll be able to, like, because we've just been putting all of our time into this.
Yeah.
Opposed to like trying to like figure out a
millionaire brand. By 30 is crazy. Like that's insane. And with all you guys are friends with everybody, like it's like happened for everybody, but that's insane. Mm-hmm. That's like 0.001% of population has been able to do that.
Like there's TikTokers are fucking millionaires at this point right now.
Are they millionaires?
Like, dude, yeah.
I mean, you know this. You know it more than we do in terms of like high money deals. Are these TikTokers like you think real millionaires?
Well, it's hard to say because TikTokers, the ones I've seen, like they make a lot of money, but they spend a lot of money. Right. True, they're true. Oh, I gotta have a big house so I can show it off. And then I'm like, yo, like wealth is different than being rich. Being rich, like you have a lot of money, but wealth is like if you make $1 million a year, but you spend $100,000 a month, you don't have that much wealth. Yeah. Even though you're a millionaire, you don't have much wealth. So like it depends on they just blow money. You just see like the Ace family is probably a good example.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
I don't know all the stuff that's going on, but I know that Austin loves to wear like super expensive stuff. Whenever he goes anywhere, you're not gonna see him renting a Toyota Camry. He's gonna rent the top of line Lamborghini no matter what, even if he's there for a day. Yeah. For no reason. And it's called, you know, keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, I have to be seen this way. I have to spend this much money so people can see this. And like when you do that, you better make sure you have the money for it. Yeah. So I mean,
now they're getting sued for like $150 million or something like that.
Something ridiculous. But like you're right, because when we think of the TikTokers that make the most money, right? That we know personally that tell us, they're spending it like crazy. Mm-hmm. Like the ones I lived in, like Hype House, the cars that they own.
Yeah.
We're like, how do you own 3 cars?
I think everyone in Hype House that was popping though is a millionaire.
Yeah,
I would say so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but.
I would definitely say so.
I mean, there's no way. Like Thomas Petro owns 9 cars that are easily average price after everything on them is $200,000 a car, and he owns 9. So you have to have some form.
Yeah.
And now he's the only person at his house now. So that house is.
He's doing something right. Because even after buying a car, even if you're leasing a car, the bank is not going to go let you lease 9 more cars if you aren't paying for that one car already. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's clearly some form of money there.
I mean, when I was like at the top of my YouTube game, I was putting $100,000 a month into retirement.
That's insane.
Really cool. I wasn't buying cars. I wasn't getting all this crazy stuff because I come from a small town. So I'm just like still a small town guy. I'm not like, oh, I'm in LA now. I got to do all this. I have millions in my retirement. I have millions in houses. Like,
well, it's cool. Now you're good.
So you're good.
Because the thing is, even like what you're saying earlier, like if people are, I guess it would be like just people like judging based on views and stuff like that. Who gives a fuck? It doesn't matter. Like if you're, as long as you're good and you feel that you're good, like you don't have to. And I think that's where some people like kind of like fall into like the void of YouTube of like being a creator.
Yeah.
It's like they're like, oh my God, I need to be doing this. I need to be this person.
Well, that's all you know too.
Right.
Yeah. That's like all you know. It's hard to.
It's hard to get away.
You're putting $100,000 a month into your retirement. How long were you doing that for?
Oh, years. I was doing that.
That's really cool.
And then was most of that monetization or was it like just these crazy ass brand deals?
Most of it was monetization.
Really?
Since we were family friendly, like we had no bad things. We had great like money coming in, AdSense, so like numbers are great and it was good. But like when I first started YouTube, both my parents were working like two jobs each, like all the time. Like we didn't see them that often because they were working so much. Mm-hmm. And so like even when I was like 5, I always thought, oh, I'm gonna make it so they don't have to work one day. I'm gonna get that. And I didn't know how, but I always thought somehow it's gonna happen. And then YouTube took off, and then I was like, oh, and then immediately, like, my first car was, I was making like $100,000 a month. My first car was a Toyota Camry, and I had that for like 7 years because I was like, I'm gonna help my parents. And then one day, it finally came, and I bought them a house.
Yeah, that's
and
sick. I remember that.
But the only problem was, that was my, like, hardcore goal for so long that once I did that, I was like, What's next? Yeah. Now what do I have to live? Like, what do I have to like drive for?
Yeah.
So then I got everybody cars. Then after that, I was like, dang.
You guys need a watch?
Yeah. Like, what do you guys need? Like, and now they don't need anything. They're set like for life. So now I'm just trying to figure out what's going to drive me.
That's
like,
amazing, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick though.
That is pretty sick.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Well, cause like, did you ever take a Bunnell business class, Kai?
No, I did not.
So he told everybody in high school, he's like, first person, or just if you ever have $1 million in your bank account and you come show me the thing, I'll take you out to lunch or whatever. Yeah. So I don't know. I just thought that was cool. Like that was like our high school business teacher.
Yeah.
I was like, he's like, I will leave class in whatever I'm in and I'll take you out to lunch.
Yeah.
I was actually a waiter when we started making money from YouTube and all my friends worked at that place too. Mm-hmm. At this Texas Roadhouse, so we're like dancer waiters, and like it was fun. But then we started making crazy money. And then, so then,
Wait, what's crazy money in terms of, I mean,
at the time. So I was making $1,500 to $2,000 a month as a waiter.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, our first paycheck is $20,000. And then from there, it just kept going up. Like, it never went down for years from there. So for the first year, Roy was in college and I was working. And then I started making this money. And then, but like, I had nothing else to do because Roy was in college. So I couldn't make videos. So I just kept working. And then it got to the point where I was like, man, I don't want to work, but I do like working because there's nothing else to do. So then I would go to work and then I'd be like, I don't feel like working. And then I would tell somebody, I'm like, hey, man, you want to work for me? And then he's like, yeah. And then I was like, cool. So then I give him like $50 or something. Yeah. And then I would get off work and I'm like, oh, cool. Like, and then I'm like, dang, all my friends are at work. So I go back to work. I'm like, hey, you guys want to work for my friends? And then they're like, yeah, sure. And so then I, my friends got off work. But then my friends were like, yo, we need, we got to make money. And if we're not at work, we can't make money. And I was like, all right, I'll give you money too. So I gave my friends money for them not to work. And then I gave people to work for my friends and for me. And so then I just, I had like five shifts a week and I would show up to like one. And then one day, the owner of the restaurant was like, Alex, when I came into work and I was like, just had my apron.
Probably making like, more money than he is.
Yeah, yeah, that's what he said. He said, yo, what are you doing? And I was like, what? And he's like, you're never here. And I was like, oh, well, I'm getting people to work for me. Is that a problem? I what's wrong? And he's like, no, I mean, no, it's not a problem, but like, you're making more money than me. Like, so what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I just like working here. It's a great environment you've created here, sir. And he's like, look, man, like, you're not fired, but this is your last day. People need this job. And I was like, oh, I didn't think about it like that. Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm taking somebody's spot that needs that job.
Yeah.
But the staff was not happy. They're like, yo, you know how much money we're making for him not to be working?
Yeah.
So
you were just like using your money to get your friends out of work so you could hang out with them.
That's pretty baller. If you think about it, I was paying them to hang out with me too.
True. You're buying your friends.
Yeah, I don't know. So that was crazy.
That's wild.
So you would dance as a waiter?
Like, yeah, like the Texas line Roadhouse. Dancing Texas Roadhouse.
I've never been there.
That's like how Sonic has like skate, like the waiter.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They like wear skates. It's like the same like type of.
So you like square dance?
Yeah.
Big square dancer?
Yeah. Line dance. We'd be in a line.
Dude, there's a line dancing bar like right over here. We should.
There was a fraternity at my school that used to like, their exchanges used to be like line dancing with like. They like
dude, I want to go line dance.
No, it was like, it's like girls would come over and they'd like go like line dance. They were like a country fraternity.
Let's go.
It's wild.
There's literally one also like 5 minutes away from here. And we should just go.
Let's go dancing?
Yeah, line dancing and square dancing.
We need to get massages. Wanna come? First.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's get fucked up and then go line dancing.
You guys ever go to that Korean barbecue? We live like a mile away.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about
Ace.
Yeah.
Ace Gogi.
Like I go there like twice a week and I just went to the doctor and got my blood tested. I have high cholesterol because of that place.
Oh, I don't like the place. I'm not gonna lie.
I like any Korean barbecue.
Okay, but that
Kai takes whenever Kai takes girls on dates, he brings them to Korean barbecue every time.
And he takes it very seriously.
No, bro, it is literally like clockwork. Like,
yeah,
because
I like it.
We have like
I love it too.
We have a podcast tomorrow, and like Berkeley didn't tell anyone about it, and so sorry, Kai's like, oh fuck, I have to move some things around, and I'm like, why? Where are you going? He's like, oh, I got Korean barbecue. I'm like, dude, who are you taking out? I'm like, oh, you see, you got a date because he does it every fucking time.
Oh, my girlfriend I have right now, I've been dating for a year. Our first date was at that Ace.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just. Ace was a, I don't think it's the best Korean bar.
It's probably not, yeah.
Yeah, because there's better ones, but you have to drive all the way in a Korean town. It's a 45-minute drive.
Those ones hit, though, dude.
Those ones hit.
The ones were like, you just have no idea what the fuck you're ordering, and they just come out and just
they're not speaking slap English to you, only Korean to you. Yeah. Like, get me everything that's
and
good.
And they're like, I've gone to a million Korean barbecue places, and they've never taught me how to fucking cook the shit. And I don't. I just like, can someone just show me one time how to do all of this properly?
Yeah.
Just so I know. I would love to know.
And you feel bad when they're cooking it right in
front of you. Well, I feel dumb asking. I'd be like, yo, like, what's the cook time on this? Because, like, I can kind of figure it out now.
I set my clock.
Like, but it's like, can somebody please just fucking tell me what the, like, how to do this shit? I don't know. I don't know how to do it, and I'm scared to ask.
Well, white people.
Scared to ask.
You know, my general rule with Asian places, like sushi or Korean barbecue, is, like, if there's 80% Asian people working there, I'm like, okay, it could be probably pretty good. But if it's mostly, like, not Asian, I'm like, I don't know. It's going to be a little harder.
I'm not picky at all. My girlfriend's super picky about food everywhere, like all over the world. Wherever we go, she's like, ah. But I'm like, tastes good to me. I don't know. Yeah. I like it. Yeah, I'll eat.
Well, I went once with his ex-girlfriend, her friend, and then I went with them, and I just was hungry, and I wasn't going out to party that night, and so they came with me.
Yeah.
And then one of the girls, she, oh my God, the food comes, and I start grilling. I just throw all the stuff on the grill. I'm like, let's cook. Yeah. And then she flags on a waiter. Waiter comes over, and she goes, hi, do you guys have a thermometer? And I'm like, what? For what? And she goes, well, we need to check the temperature. And he's like, I'm sorry, we don't do that here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, if I ever, let's say in the instance I was interested in dating you, gone.
Yeah.
fuck that. Where's the thermometer for the Korean bulgogi? Yeah. Like, bro.
This is not my ex-girlfriend, by the way. This is her friend.
Her friend.
Yeah, her friend.
I know.
She's the dumb one.
Yeah. Nah, dumb girls. I dated a dumb girl one time. And like, I was like, she was like, hey. And like, she was like dumb the whole relationship. Like for like 2 months. And then like, she was so unsmart that she, when she said something smart, I got excited. And
you're
she
like,
was,
you got
like,
this.
She was like, this is super simple. She was like, hey, you're Filipino, right? And I was like, yes, I am. Yes. And she's like, and that's in the Philippines, right? And I was like, yes, it is in the Philippines.
Keep going,
and then she
keep
said,
going, keep going.
And Asia's in the Philippines, right?
Asia's in the Philippines?
Yeah. And I was like, what? Oh,
I was like,
what
are you?
And I was like, oh. And then we broke up like within a couple hours after.
Bro, yeah, that's a hard one.
Dude, I can't fucking do the dumb shit, man. Oh. It's like there's some shit that,
I mean, if they're good.
Not even guys too.
Wait, what?
Guys
what?
And girls, like just actually having like real life conversations. There's some shit that people say where I'm like.
Dumb girls are good for like just a one night stand type night. You know what I'm saying?
I'm different because like. If I can't like watch a movie or like talk to you after we hook up, I don't want to hook up.
Are you
up.
A pillow talker?
Well, I mean, just if I don't want to go get food with you after we hook up, then I don't want to hook up with you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you get some post clarity.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's like.
I would say sober me would say yes.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, that's exactly what I'm, you know, yeah, it makes sense. Once the drinks start flowing, then I'm like, yeah.
You look pretty
what was that one thing Addison said once? They were reacting like it was her and Bryce and like Josh something. They were reacting to like this Korean girl doing a TikTok. And she goes, was it Josh? Is like, oh yeah, well, she's from Korea. And she goes, well, you don't know that. And what do you mean? He goes, well, she could be Asian. And it was like this one comment. And I was like, holy shit. You're still super bad.
Yeah.
Fuck. That makes it so much harder.
Oh, we had this guy on the podcast one time. He thought Seattle.
Oh, it was fucking Polo Boy.
Seattle was in Denver, which.
No, he thought it was in. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
He thought it was in Colorado or something.
Yeah. It was interesting. He made clear though that like living in New York, you know New York stuff. Mm-hmm. But besides that, you don't really need to know about stuff outside of New York. So he thought that like Seattle was in Denver and all these like weird things, but he knew everything about New York.
It was weird.
There was a girl I went to college with who thought that there was birds trapped in her down jacket. Like she thought that they didn't like pluck the feathers from the birds. She thought that they like kill the bird and then put the bird in the jacket. And I was like, because she'd check the feathers come out. You know how feathers come out of down? And I'm like, and she was like telling me this, and I'm like, you're joking, right?
Yeah.
She's like, no, like I heard like they like put the bird, they do like taxidermy on the bird and put the bird in the jacket. And I'm like, you have got to be fucking
kidding. I had a girl one time. Have you seen Ip Man? You know Ip Man, the fighting movie?
Yeah.
It's just a subtitled movie.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like with this girl, I'm like, oh, you want to watch one of my favorite like fight movies? It's called Ip Man. And she's like, sure. So I put it on and then the subtitles start coming up. And then she's like, I don't really want to watch subtitled movies. I was like, why? She's like, it goes too fast. I can't keep up with it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, let's just try it. And then
let's turn on Elmo instead.
I was like, let's just try it. And if you can't keep up, maybe I can like fill you in on stuff. And then she's like, okay. So then the voices start coming on and it's like Chinese or Japanese. And she's like, oh, and it's in Spanish.
No way.
Like Ip Man's like a karate movie.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like the entire movie.
It's Bruce Lee's teacher.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so pretty much like the entire movie's like a karate movie about like trying to like get away from like it's like a war,
like,
right?
China's invading or Japan's invading. Yeah. Somebody's invading somebody. Yeah.
That's really bad.
No Spanish in the entire movie.
Yeah.
That's not terrible.
If the girl you're with is like, let's watch Squid Game, but English dubbed. You're like,
okay, no, that's fine.
Yeah. No, that's
fine.
Not fine.
That's fine.
I don't mind dubbed.
Like, I don't
even
mind
anime,
dubbed either. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
come
you.
On.
I feel like
thank
I'm
you.
Hurting
thank
my
you.
Asian brother, but
a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
They were roasting the Luke's big in anime and same kind
you
of time.
You have to watch it subbed.
Oh yeah.
Well, it's because like I'll watch something, but then like if I look away or go to the bathroom, I want to still be able to know what's happening.
True.
So like,
yeah.
don't know.
Yeah, I get made fun of all the fucking time for it.
Squid Game in English, dub, bro?
Yeah, yeah.
So, no,
I got it. Did you watch Squid Game?
Sub and dubbed are different.
Dub is English.
Yeah, dub is English when they talk
in English. And you still have subtitles. Or no, you don't have subtitles.
Yeah, but if you go subtitles and then whatever language the movie's filmed in.
Yeah.
And that's the...
Like, I literally told them I watched in dub and fucking Luke goes, oh, hey, or something like that. And he was just making fun of me for watching
subbed, but if I'm like... If I have to check my phone, I still want to hear it. So I'll watch it dubbed if I have a choice.
Yeah.
Did you watch Squid Game dubbed?
Yeah. It's
I don't remember. Come on. I don't remember.
No? Okay.
Well, it was good in both. Like, dude, okay. It was good in both.
What I heard,
you watched it in both?
No, I would just say.
Yeah.
What I heard is, okay, so like Spanish, people who do the dubs for like Spanish language, right? So it's an American movie and they'll do the Spanish dub and they'll put it over.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be really great. Japanese ones are great. Chinese ones are great. But there's no market for people to dub other movies in English because so many people speak English that the talent that people that do in America are just kind of shit because there's not a lot of competition. Yeah. So it's just not good. But if you listen to it dubbed in Spanish and you're a Spanish speaker, it's better. Mm-hmm. But there's not that many people that dub
Spanish. Spanish and English are pretty similar. Like they have a lot of similarities compared to like other.
Same with Tagalog or Filipino and Spanish. But you guys know that this is a little known fact. FY information. It is that if like somebody in like Mexico or like a Spanish speaking person does a movie, the person that does their English voice for them does it for all their movies. For their whole career.
So
Ricky Martin did Hercules or something, and then like whoever did his English one sticks with him for the rest. Like,
wow, their whole career. That's interesting.
That's pretty cool.
I heard a story from that movie Superbad. So with Jonah Hill and how am I blanking on his name? Jonah Hill and do you remember his name? Who's the guy in Superbad?
Oh, Michael Cera.
Michael Cera.
Yeah.
So it was Jonah Hill, Michael Cera, and then Emma Watson's also in it, right? Mm-hmm. And they had this hilarious story on a podcast once where they're like...
Oh, Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. Emma Watson's from Spider-Man. No, wait.
No, she's from Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Hermione. God.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're talking about how they go to...
Hermione.
They go to France once.
Ron Weasley.
Severus. I wonder, how many views do you think that video has?
Like 100
million. Oh, over 100 million probably.
Right?
That was
Snape. Snape.
Severus Snape. Ron Weasley.
Okay. It was. We would watch that video and your videos would get recommended below that.
Oh, yeah.
So they were talking about how they went to France once to do like a huge press tour for the movie. And they needed someone to speak French for Emma Stone, right?
Yeah.
And they used this actress. And she was like this really famous actress in France. And they wanted to market it and sell it with her. Anyway, they had her voice as Emma Stone. Uh-huh. And they went by this like store where they had the movie poster on the wall in France.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they noticed it was Jonah Hill and Michael Cera. Then they replaced Emma Stone with the actual French voice actress.
Oh.
And everyone just thought that she was the actress in it, and they just replaced her completely.
That's fucked. Isn't
that crazy?
Yeah.
That's pretty fucked up.
I want to ask you another thing. You're also in the new iCarly show. What's it like filming iCarly? What was that like?
Man, it was cool. But like, when I grew up watching iCarly, Spencer was my favorite.
Yeah.
He was my favorite.
No,
and I was like,
don't.
No, it's not bad. No, it's not bad. No, he's dope. He's awesome. But they gave me like 2 or 3 lines or something. And I could have given it to Carly. I could have given it to anybody in the cast, but they made me say it to Spencer. So the whole time I was like,
oh, you're nervous.
Yeah, I was so nervous because he's my favorite, but he's super nice. So like everybody's great.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, like I was so nervous and I had to eat his like Pringle sculpture that he made. And I was like, I had to do it over and over because I was so nervous because he's so dope.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang. But it was a really cool experience.
I thought you were just about to ruin.
No, he's awesome. Even in person, he's like super nice. Yeah. Off camera, super nice.
Yeah. He seems like a funny dude.
He's a beast. I want to meet him. I want to see him at a party. Like, Jerry?
Yeah.
Jerry, is that you? Yeah. It's an all night party. There's like a few people where it's like, if I saw you, like if I saw Madeline Klein from Outer Banks, like at a party in LA, I would go like, be like, hey, you're beautiful. Do you want to go make out? Like I would say it to her, like to her face.
Listen to the logic though. It actually makes sense.
Has that worked before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The point that you explained to me the other day is it's not about the fact that like she'll say no or reject you. It's the fact that you want to say that you did shoot your shot.
Yeah.
Answer is no. The fact that I asked out Madeline Klein once and she rejected me, but I did it.
So how many times have you asked a girl that?
Wait, if they're
If you want to make out.
The thing that I've been doing recently is like, do you want to make out and not tell anyone? Yeah. And it sparks a great conversation because they're like, wait, why can't we tell anyone? And then it's like, I don't know. Like, I just thought like, yeah, maybe like wouldn't want to or something. And they're like, no, it's fine. And then just start making out.
Okay. Nice. What's the worst it's ever gone?
No.
That's it. There's like,
you've
no,
never had like a, it's never like, I mean, I don't just like walk up to like a random girl and I'm like, oh, do you want to make out?
That sounds like exactly what you said you wanted to do.
Madeline Klein's different.
Because okay. Madeline
Klein. But like, I'd be like talking like the girl.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's been a pretty high success rating.
Okay.
And if it's like Madeline Klein, like it's like you only got one shot.
That's what I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, if I'm put in that situation, I would balls up and be like, okay, I don't really want to just talk to Madeline Klein. Like if I, I'll still go talk to her, but I also would really like to like make out with Madeline Klein. It probably won't happen ever, but.
Well, not with that kind of attitude. Train of thought. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got to believe.
You never know.
No matter what you do, you got to believe.
It'd be cool. It'd be a really cool day. Mm-hmm. It'd be an awesome Saturday morning. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Great time. It worked.
Yeah.
It fucking worked.
Did you, have you ever gotten like starstruck by people that you've hung out with? Because I remember the stories back in the day of like the YouTube parties and how small it was. Now there's so many people that show up to these parties like of creators and influencers. Yeah. What was it like back in the day?
Back in the day, I guess at the beginning, like when I first met, like, I don't know if you guys know AJ Raphael or Ryan Higa Smosh. Like when I first met them, it was like, cool. Like I've never met another creator. I've been making videos for 6 years. I've never met another YouTuber ever. Yeah. Because in North Carolina, it was nobody. But now it's like, it's just like.
Every creator.
Is in my head, when I go to like creator parties, I'm like, dang, I imagine all the kids around the world that are like, would like cut off their arm to be here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, man, it's getting late. I gotta, yes, I gotta get up early.
Yeah. Did you hear about the whole drama with Charlie Jordan's party on Halloween?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So like we were there.
Yeah.
And then the next day we just see these videos blowing up accusing of like, you need to show your followers to get in. Mm-hmm. And like all these people are getting upset about it. But then in the comments, you notice like people just want to like be there.
Mm-hmm.
And you never, when you're actually at those parties, you never think about the fact that there's a lot of people who want to be at that party on the internet. And there's nowhere else but really kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah, true. Yeah.
Right.
I think the craziest thing for us was like, because like what we like report on is like drama and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some shit that happened like right when we moved to LA. There was some shit that happened like at our house. Like it was in our house. Like it was unfolding that night. And then like the next morning, we're like scrolling on Snapchat and like TMZ and like, whatever the other like drama TikTok pages are, they're like reporting on like what happened.
Yeah.
And we're like,
yeah. And Fletcher Hollywood Fix was at outside of our house.
Like, it was like a very like weird thing for us. So we're like, wow, this is crazy. We're like in this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we like watch this happen.
It's all, it's only like relationship drama too, which is weird.
Yeah. You remember that, Rice Gum drama where he smashed Gabby's phone?
Yeah.
That was at my birthday party.
Was that really? That started a diss track and everything.
Yeah. And like, they were like,
Gabby called out Rice the box like recently. A couple
they
months
were
ago.
Like, and then they were like, I was like, hey guys, like, I don't want to be in the drama. Can you not say it was my birthday party? And they're like, okay. So nobody ever knew that it was my birthday party.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was like, Rice Gum was not super in the wrong. Like, Gabby was, I don't want to say that crazy, but.
Yeah.
I was there, and like the story over the years has gotten so much crazier than what it was.
Yeah.
And like, she says that like he like pushed her and stuff, but he at the time he couldn't do one pull up, and I tease him about it because we were friends. I was like, you can't do a pull up. So like when she says like, oh, he was like wrestling me, he wasn't wrestling. It was like hard for him to pull the phone because he was so, he's just a little guy. So he was like, and then he finally got it, and she's like, he assaulted me. I was like, you outweighed him. Not saying she's big, but he was just so skinny. She outweighed him by like 40 pounds. Like
40 pounds?
And then like, he was like 100 pounds. And then we went out, and then she started, dang, I can't believe I'm saying this. I stayed out of this drama for so long. She started saying, he smashed my phone. He smashed my phone. Nobody at the party cared. Nobody.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, okay, well, you shouldn't have putting your phone in his face. Like everybody saw you putting your phone in his face. And then she was like, he hit me. And then everybody at the party's like, oh. And that's what, so then I was like, Gabby, like he is like,
and she like
a little kid compared to you. Yeah, and then she was like,
she rode with that drama forever. Yeah, she ran with that story. That's
that happened. And then she was like, oh, he hit me. I was like, okay, well, do you have any bruises? Do you have any scratches? And then she's like, ah. And then she pointed to some brown bruises from obviously a week ago. Yeah. And I was like, Gabby.
She starts punching her arm, goes, look at this. Yeah. Look at the bruise. Yeah.
Like,
wow.
I don't know. It just blew up. Like, that's what happens with everything on the internet.
Yeah. How many people were at that party?
Probably like 50.
Right? Like, that doesn't 30? Exist anymore. There's no parties anymore that have 30 to 50 people.
Well, that was like friends. I don't have like people. I was like, don't bring randoms. Don't bring extras. Like, if you're going to bring somebody, let me know.
I wish that still worked. Because you should have seen our streets. Like, literally, sometimes the street party was bigger than the party that was happening here.
It'd be impossible to get people to leave. And all we wanted was just, like, the street to be clear.
Yeah.
And we wanted just our friends over.
But now, like, even with the Charlie situation, you saw people, like, the people complaining about that and saying that, like, James Charles is super rude and all that.
Yeah.
They flew in from a different state to meet up with their friends and try to go to that party. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
This is a fun thing to do. Let's try to get in this party. Yeah.
It's like, you're not invited. You have, like, literally zero say to fucking, like, anything about the party.
Yeah, get your followers up.
Yeah, come on. Like, get verified, dude. Pussy.
If you want to get in here. Views, I don't talk.
Yeah, seriously.
Being hot anymore, it doesn't cut
it. Like, how down bad did the beat to fly to L.A. and try to go to an
influencer? Well, you clearly aren't getting into any parties at the place that you're at.
Mm-hmm.
True.
So then you're like, okay, I'm gonna go try something.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy about LA?
Work the drawing board.
I like grew up in North Carolina, and then I came here, and like in North Carolina, I'm like an 8 in North Carolina, 8.5 maybe. Yeah. But you come here, and all the hot people from your high schools and your small towns go to LA. So I come to LA, I'm like a 6.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang.
Do you have games though?
Yeah, I got like Candy Crush and stuff. And no, not really. I'm more just like, what's up, I'm Wasabi. And they're like, oh, what's up?
That works. That works. That works. Because the thing is here, what I've noticed is like, there's some pretty like, good looking guys.
Yeah.
But like, their game is just little to none. And it's like, dude, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
But it still works.
It still works.
But
it still
works. It does level the playing field a little bit.
True.
Yeah. You're right. You can have people attracted, but if they constantly fuck up with their words, you have the opportunity to kind of be a little bit more level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't have like much game, but like I can talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Like there's some people that they can't even talk. They're like,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. I'm Wasabi. I have 11 million subscribers. How are you doing?
I've been to like sometimes like I never say I was just joking. I never say Wasabi. I never say my numbers. Yeah, yeah. But sometimes like there's a girl and like we're in a group or something and I'm just talking to girl. I'm not even hitting on her. I'm just like, oh hey, I'm Alex. And then because whatever. And then she's like, and then I'm like, all right. Let me work. And then sometimes like I'm just like, fuck this bitch. And then I'll show her my phone and just show her the Instagram and then walk away. And then she follows me all night.
Right.
And just be like, I don't even want to talk to you. I just want you to know that I got something going on over here. Okay.
It's like, oh, you just brushed me off. Let me go clean my diamond plaque right here. As I did. Wait, my second one?
Would you like to see the gold one too? That was a while ago. I also have a lot of silver ones.
What's like, you guys have like the craziest story with like somebody or like nobody would believe this, like with a celebrity or like a YouTuber?
I think the David Dobrik story is fucking nuts.
What is that?
Him, you just like he ran into him at a party and offered you like a CBD cig. Like that shit's just.
Oh, that was like.
That was like dope. The other night. Yeah. It was just like this like low key party that we were at.
Well, that was like the second time or third time we met David. And
yeah, what happened?
So we went to this like party. We didn't expect like anything of it. We just like go there, have a good time. Like David's there. It was like a masked party. What's it called?
Masquerade
party. So like everyone had a mask on or whatever. And like through the night, people were like start taking it off. We're like, oh, what the fuck? David's here. Yeah. I had no idea. And we're just like chilling. I'm like, oh, what's up, David? How you doing? He pulls out like a pack of cigs and then a CBD cigs. And he's like, oh, do you guys want one? And we're like, sure, dude. And it was just like we were just
smoking cigarettes. Yeah. Well,
he's a cool dude. He's super
just like
nice
came up to me too, like because I've never met him before.
Yeah,
he's like comes up. He's like, "Yo, what's up? My name's David." Like,
you have he's to, super
like,
nice.
Go
yeah,
away from like saying like, "Oh yeah, I know." Being like, "Yo, what's good? My name's Kyle."
Yeah. Like, yeah, isn't it so crazy big how like anybody could do that? It's not a big deal.
Right,
and then
right,
like he does it. He does a normal thing, and it's like, oh shit.
Right,
yeah. But I think like whenever we go home and I go home and I talk to my friends that I grew up with and we loved watching YouTube all the time, mm-hmm, that's when I start realizing how crazy some of the stories that mm-hmm like I personally might have is when you tell them in the car with your homies and you're like, fuck, that is nuts.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Right. I bet your hometown friends are like, yo, you guys are living the craziest life ever.
I think the best is like watching like their reaction to like girls that we're friends with.
Yeah. Oh, we're, yeah, we're, yeah,
be, like friends with like some very attractive girls that mm-hmm there's like our friends, like they come over and like pregame with us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know, one of our hometown friends brought his buddy.
Oh gosh.
And he's never met us before. And like,
who?
Spencer's
friend.
Spencer's friend.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, dude, I would just Dude, if I saw Faith Ordway, I'd just be like, oh my gosh. And like 5 minutes later, Faith FaceTimes me and she's like, hey, I'm coming over to pregame. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, cool. And we didn't tell him. Mm-hmm. And Spencer's like, I'm like, Spencer, watch this. And Faith like walks in my room and just like sits on the bed. Yeah. And this guy's face is like.
And he's like sitting there like this. Like, and every time like Faith and I were talking, he would try to like talk a little bit. Yeah. And I was like, hey, how you doing? I'm blankety blank. Nice to meet you, Faith. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, it's really nice to meet you. He's being super normal. And he was just like freaking the fuck out.
Yeah. Yeah.
That shit is kind of cool to see.
When Roy was in college, I was his roommate and I wasn't in college. I was just like, not in college. So then I was like, I was chilling there and I would go on campus to play basketball and I met this guy and he was like, yo, let's ball. You want to run next? I was like, yeah. And we just ended up killing the other team. Mm-hmm. And then we ended up, he's like, yo, you want to come hang out? And I was like, yeah. So then in my head, I'm like, oh, I'm going to make a friend that doesn't know who I am. And I bet it'd be cool.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, cool. So we stayed hanging out for like a couple months, like a month or two, and like never told him who I was. And I would hang out with him a lot because Roy was always in class. So I was like, okay, I'll just go over there and do whatever. So we're hanging out, and one day his what's it called when they go, when you study abroad? Oh, study abroad. Yeah. So his roommate was like studying abroad, and he came back one day, and we're just sitting in the living room, and he comes back with luggage. So what's up, guys? What's up? And then he walks into his room, and then he backs out, like still carrying his luggage. He backs out, and he's like, "Why is Alex Wasabi on the couch?" And then my friend's like, "What? Who's Alex Wasabi? This is just Alex." And he's like, "No, that guy is like, he has like 10 million views on or subscribers." And then he's like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Dude," and I'm like, "Yeah, man." And he's like, what?
Oh, yeah. That's lit. That's
and so then cool. he got super clingy after that, and I was like, okay.
Oh yeah. And then like, okay. Hey yo, yeah. Do you think I should start a YouTube channel and we should like collab? Yeah. Rug was telling us about that. He's like, I always make friends, but whenever they want to start a YouTube channel, that's when I stop being friends with them.
Yeah. That happened. Who said that?
Rug.
Oh, that happens so often, and it's so frustrating. That because I'm like, man, like we were
that's
like, especially with girlfriends, like, yeah, oh, you're talking to somebody, you like them a lot, and then they start asking about like if they should start something, you're like,
right?
You're like, why? Like, it was never your thing. Like, why do you want to do that now?
Mm-hmm.
I think the best is when people try and ask to live with you. Like, there's people that DM me or you know, are actually just like that I've like met at parties and stuff. They'll like text me, they're like, hey, dude, just kind of like looking for a content house to be a part of and like live in, and I'm like,
this is not it.
I'm like, yeah, our house sucks, dude. Terrible.
Let me see your followers. Bring them up.
Bring them up. Go check.
This is, I think, actually, slightly fucked up mentality to have. But whenever I'm hanging out like one on one with a girl out in public,
what
getting recognized in public is the most clutch thing when you're first trying to be with a girl.
Oh, yeah,
it's only happened like three times, but it's like my first time hanging out with this one chick. I'm like, oh, she's super cute. I really want to hang out with her. And we're like sitting down in some restaurant or walking around, and some like couple kids go crazy and run up. I'm like, fucking thank you.
Oh, yeah.
One shit time voice. I'm good like, shit voice. Yeah. All right, we just took a quick break. You just told me the most insane story that I've ever heard. You're basically royalty, but anyway. Holy shit. He fucked the Queen of England. It was nuts.
Was it good?
Never again. Yeah. I went there and got pied by some kid.
Really?
Because of KSI.
Oh, because of KSI? Yeah. Some kid ran up to you?
Some like 10-year-old kid pied me, and then like he tried to run away, and then I was like, what am I going to do to a 10-year-old kid? So I just let him run away, and I was like, man,
that's Al Kasabi beats the shit.
He goes, oh, wow, guys, he's going to move up in the tiers of these boxers now that he beat up a 10-year-old.
He has one street fight and just knocked the kid out.
Imagine knocking out a 10-year-old. I think it's fair game. I think it's fair game if they assault you first.
It was like whipped cream, so like...
Yeah, you seem like the
bitch. He had to jump to get me.
Yeah.
So like, what am
how
I going to do?
How did he have a pie on him?
He was looking for Fousey after his fight, and then he found me, and he's like, oh, we don't like that guy, KSI said.
Lord KSI told us.
Yeah.
He's a ward. KSI's a ward now.
That kid's a fucking menace. Like, that is menace. I mean, like, that is menace activities. Well, walking around looking to pie someone in the
face. Yeah, at 10 years old.
Also, they threw paint cans at fucking Greg Paul. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, didn't somebody hit him in the head?
Yeah, punch him in the back of the head.
Yeah, punch him in the back of the head. Oh, if somebody did that to my dad,
doesn't really matter.
Freak out.
Yeah.
I would just black out and just go crazy.
Yeah.
UK lost the fucking war. So it doesn't, like, you guys are fucking shit. All your tea's in the harbor. So just
back to back champs.
Yeah. All right. So what's the next big thing coming up for you that you want to plug? Is there anything you want to plug?
I want to box.
Yeah.
You really want to box.
I want to
see. We're going to come over. We want to come check out the ring.
Come over.
You have a ring in the backyard?
Yeah.
Let's get fucking dirty with
that. And you only live 4 minutes away. There's no excuse. And then we'll go get Ace Golgi after.
All right. Let's go. Well, my cholesterol is kind of high. So.
Oh, true. Yeah, true,
once
true.
A week. I can't do two or three times a week anymore.
2 to 3 times that's a week a is brutal.
I love
meat sweats.
Ugh. Well, friends always want to come over, and that's what they want to do. And I'm like, oh. They come over to work out, and they're like, let's go to KBBQ. That's what we do when we come here. And I'm like, all right. I just had it.
Let's go,
all right.
Let's go to the Lime Dancing Bar.
Yeah, we can do that too. Yeah. Well, you know what you got to try? You got to try, what's that place called? What's the steak place called? Like, that's in the same area as Ace Golgi. The place that we, remember the server got gave us a fat discount?
Oh, Stonefire.
Stonefire.
Right. Oh, I have been there, yeah.
It's good.
Have you been to Boiling Crab? Down? It's not common, but it's right down the street.
Mm-mm. No.
Boiling it's crab? So good. Yeah.
What's there? Seafood?
Yeah, it's like it's where you go. They give you a bib, and you.
Is
just,
it actually?
Oh,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, we should go.
We should go there.
No, let's go run that like right now.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's open till 10.
Are you hungry?
I'm always hungry.
Let's go run.
I'm actually down.
Guys, make sure. Let's get the fucking car and go do that shit right now.
It's 2 miles away.
All right, guys, make sure to subscribe, hit the bell. We'll be back. We're gonna go eat some crab and follow us on Instagram and try not to get crabs. We'll see you guys next time. Peace out, guys. Peace.
Woo!